We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Assume that today, like yesterday, it's a great day for America. That was the proclamation from President Joe Biden following up to a news conference yesterday from the Centers for Disease Control with some very important information for us. And the bottom line is, those who are vaccinated can largely ditch the masks. I want to go into a little bit of this. We're going to hear from the principals involved in the story, first from the CDC, but also we'll hear from the president on the subject. Now, for me, this raises a lot of questions. By the way, basically 2 weeks out from your last vaccination, once you have received, for instance, if it's the two-dose vaccinations, I believe it's 14, 15 days afterwards, you are set to go. That's the guidance that we're getting now from the Centers for Disease Control. Interestingly enough, that date for me was yesterday. Kind of interesting timing, don't you think? But as I mentioned, this raises all kinds of questions as well. Let's first listen to these very brief comments. This was a news conference yesterday afternoon conducted by the CDC. Rochelle Walensky laying out what things look like right now.
Once you are fully vaccinated, 2 weeks after your last dose, you can shed your mask.
Pretty straightforward, don't you think? 2 weeks out, you can shed your mask. Now, I'm just speaking hypothetically here, based on the directive we received from the Centers for Disease Control. Technically, I should be able to walk around without a mask now. When I go into the grocery stores, wherever, I should be able to walk in without a mask. But I don't think this is going to be so simple. I really think this is going to be a complicated mess. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Do I walk around and wear a t-shirt that said I'm vaccinated? Is that how it works? Or do I wear, go ahead, I've got an idea. I need to wear my vaccine card around my neck. Do you see how complicated and messy this is going to get? Same thing with air travel. The expectation is still there that you will wear that mask. In fact, this is backed up by the force of law, and I would put the word law in quotes because there is no law on the books on this subject. What we have are pretty much executive orders, whether they are on the federal level or the state order, that they are attempting to bring about to combat the coronavirus. Not too long after we heard from Rochelle Walensky, who is the CDC director, we also heard from the president, who is, and I just want to warn you again, this man is going to take all of the credit for bringing in to this coronavirus threat. He will. Make no mistake about it. And he's also going to take credit for any economic benefit that we've experienced since cities, states have started coming back. They've reopened. Let's hear what the president had to say in follow-up to the announcement from the CDC.
Just a few hours ago, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the CDC announced that they are no longer recommending that fully vaccinated people need wear masks. This recommendation holds true whether you are inside or outside. I think it's a great milestone, a great day. Some may say just feel more comfortable continuing to wear a mask. They may feel that way. So if you're someone with a mask, you see them, please treat them with kindness and respect. We've had too much conflict, too much bitterness, too much anger, too much politicization of this issue about wearing masks. Let's put it to rest. I need to single out one more group to praise, the American people. The American people. For more than a year, you've endured so much, and so many lost jobs, so many businesses lost, so many lives upended, and so many months that our kids couldn't be in school. After a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
So that's the directive out of the president. How many of you are going to follow this, those of you who have not gotten your vaccine yet? Are you going to run out now and get that vaccine? Because I believe this is going to create some very awkward situations. I think there are going to be people who are very upset. They're going to basically say, and I can see both sides of this, the folks who've decided to get the vaccine, they're going to say, listen, I have complied. I went out and got a vaccine. Why the hell do I need to wear this stupid mask to go into these stores or go onto this federal property? Because to my knowledge, there's been no discussion of this yet. And I'm talking about even situations where people are compelled to wear masks outside. And I'm talking here about federal facilities, like airports. What do you think about this? Is this going to have any impact on what you are doing? I'm very curious about that. A number of you have texted in over the last few weeks that really nothing is changing. Even though the states are opening up, even though announcements are being made to loosen the restrictions, some of you, many of you have said, listen, I'm not going to do anything different. I have not done anything different over the last year. Some of the items on the text line, the fully vaccinated might as well ditch the masks since neither the mask nor the vaccine is doing them any good. Just ask the baseball players and manager in New York who were all fully vaccinated but tested positive for COVID-19. This texter saying, I have antibodies. Can anyone give me one good scientific reason why I should get the vaccine? Interesting choice of the word shed about masks. Some of us are afraid of the shedding from the vax. I know, Mr. Vince, I have the perfect... This is classic. This texter is really clever. We can wear a mask that says, we're vaccinated. What a mess. And that it is. It's really a clever idea. And then we have someone who really thinks highly of our current president. Vince, Joe Biden can go F himself. Wow. I didn't want the vaccine when Trump rolled it out. I'm sure as heck not going to run out and do what Biden tells me to do. I will not wear a mask. I will not get the vaccine. I went in the grocery store yesterday without a mask. No one said a thing to me. Other people had masks on. Are they going to ask for proof of the vaccine? Vaccine passports? See, and this is not just for travel. You walk in the door of a store and say, listen, I'm following CDC guidance. I don't have to wear this stupid thing. I guess I will always wear a mask in business. I'm not taking the experimental shot. Nope, this shot is scary. I have antibiotics already. It's simple, Vince. We walk through metal detectors like equipment that can read the COVID card in my wallet. And there's a clever idea. Put a barcode on it and you get it scanned. And you're good to go. Interesting times ahead for sure. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To choose. Also, I thought you said we were going to hear from the president. You played a soundbite from Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. Here's one. How about vax tattoos? That would be a clever idea. Another person wonders, can I just identify as fully vaccinated? Well, why not? I did like this one. It's simple. We walk through metal detectors like equipment that can read the COVID card in my wallet. Yeah, that's really clever, isn't it? My goodness. Coming up, we will deal with another subject that is closely connected to this, and this is travel. What's happening there? And it's intriguing to find out who is traveling. We'll deal with that in just a bit. First, let's go out to a call from TJ. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Vince, how you doing this morning?
All right, sir.
Listen, so sometimes in your opening monologue, you know, the thing you play before your actual radio starts, you ask if believing in COVID somehow goes against what we believe, you know, our political standpoint. The fact of the matter is it does and it does not go against our political standpoint. With so many contradicting reports, you can't sit here and tell me that COVID is as dangerous and as deadly as what people are making it out to be.
Okay.
This whole time, I have not worn a mask once, unless it's for work, obviously. When I have to make deliveries, I have to wear a mask. Other than that, I don't wear a mask. I have not caught COVID. Nobody that I know has caught COVID. There's so many reports out there that says that this thing is actually less deadly than the common flu. With that being said, why should I go and put a vaccine in my arm that is known to kill people, that is known to cause harm, when it's not tested and it actually doesn't do anything?
So you are dead set on this vaccine, on not getting it. That's your determination.
Oh, I'm dead set on not getting it. And I already told my boss the other day that if he tries to make us, I'm just going to quit my job. I've been there a little over 5 years, and I flat will not work for somebody who's going to take away my choice. I thought this whole thing was my body, my choice. Why should you tell me what I can and can't do with it when I can't tell you what you can and can't do about abortion?
You know, it's kind of interesting here because you understand the point I was making in the first block, that this is going to present some very awkward situations, especially for people like you. You are not vaccinated. You're not planning to get vaccinated. And yet we're getting guidance out of the CDC and how this is going to govern things in the future. Are you concerned that you might be singled out somehow?
I'm not concerned at all. My constitution, which we no longer follow, I mean, it was broken during the election whenever legislators were no longer making laws about the election and judges were. So apparently the Constitution is broken anyway. But I still stand by my Constitution where I have the freedom to choose and do what I choose and do for myself. Yes, of course, there are laws like you can't murder, you can't rob a bank, you know, things like that. Obviously, that's just common sense. But my Constitution tells me the government does not have the ability nor the right to tell me what I have to do and what I don't have to
do. Okay, fair enough, TJ. I very much appreciate your call. And I'm sure there are a lot of people within the sound of my voice right now who actually agree with his perspective. Let's go out to Justin. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Hey, regarding the whether we continue to wear masks or not, I have not been a mask wearer, if the business asks me to do it, then I put it on, I go in, I do my business, I come out. And I've been giving the business pretty much a break on this because the state has mandated it. The state's telling the business you need to have people wear masks if you're going to open your business. Now the state is no longer going to require mask wearing. I see that it becomes the business's choice. And then it's a transactional choice to me. If one business is going to make me put the thing on my face, and a competitor is not going to make me put it on, then that's a choice I'll make and where I'm doing my business. So the paradigm has shifted as who's requiring this. And if the business is making this choice, then I've got business choices to make myself.
I hear you. I think there are a lot of people out there who would have that same perspective, Justin. I very much appreciate your call. Let's go out to Dean. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Vince. Vince, I just wanted to say the government has sat back and they said, we're at a stalling point. Nobody's getting their vaccinations anymore. How do we make it happen? They have now turned the mask into the modern scarlet letter. So if you're wearing your mask in public, you are now a pariah because you weren't vaccinated.
Oh, that's a pretty interesting way to look at this, that you're pretty much a leper. Now that you're wearing that mask, it shows that you are one of the defiant ones resisting the vaccine.
Correct.
So we can shame you.
This is a shaming. The mask is now a mark of shame.
Wow. That is a very clever observation, Dean. I hope that's not the case. But it wouldn't surprise me, based on what we have seen thus far. I mentioned travel. There's a new poll out indicating the interest in traveling has really picked up. It's surging. Do you know who is more likely to go out? Someone vaccinated or unvaccinated? It's the unvaccinated Americans who are more likely to be getting out. A new Morning Consult poll found that people who are unvaccinated are far more likely to be comfortable engaging in normal activities than their vaccinated peers, suggesting community transmission will likely continue to be an issue while vaccine hesitancy remains high. More unvaccinated Americans than vaccinated Americans said they would be comfortable doing a wide range of public activities that they were questioned about in the poll. This poll last week, 879 vaccinated respondents, 1,321 unvaccinated ones. For travel, 37% unvaccinated would be comfortable going on a cruise. 17% of vaccinated ones. See, I think this is really interesting. This prompts me to ask the question, does this vaccine really bring about a confidence boost at all? If you've got more people willing to go on a cruise who are unvaccinated, it's almost twice as many. Actually, it's more than twice the number. 47% of the unvaccinated would go to an amusement park versus 30% vaccinated. 40% feel comfortable flying among the vaccinated. Of the vaccinated, 32% are comfortable traveling abroad versus 15% of the vaccinated. These numbers are really intriguing here. It sounds like a lot of these people getting vaccinations are super, super careful. That's what it sounds like to me. Unvaccinated Americans also more likely to feel comfortable going to the gym. 43% unvaccinated versus 27% vaccinated. Socializing in public places, 54 to 45. Dine at a restaurant, 63 versus 56. Going to the movies, 46 versus 33. Do you see the pattern here? Every one of these categories, more unvaccinated people are likely to participate in these activities. It also touches on, and we see the same patterns here, for work conferences, sporting events, parties, religious gatherings. And we understand that this poll data is in line with past polling suggesting looser adherence to COVID-19 guidance among those who haven't gotten the vaccine or don't want to. Finding the unvaccinated were three times more likely to be lax about mask wearing and social distancing and twice as likely to gather in crowds and travel. Wow, what is going on here? I want to hear from those of you who are in this category. You're participating, and you've been doing so no matter what.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's the only reason my husband refused to get vaccinated, and I'm fine with that. By the way, I did not change my routine at all. Most of the time, never wore a mask, and I was out and about. Please make all that stupid, but it was, you know, people make this out to be a question of intelligence, but it was my choice. Another person saying here, the unvaccinated do not fear COVID. Vaccinated are fearful, unvaccinated are not. The spirit of fear is real. I know people who've been vaccinated but still wear the mask and don't want to be around people who don't wear masks or get vaccinated. Vince, I work for a tiny arm of a mega corporation doing business in 80 countries. They've painted us all worldwide with the same wide brush. Wear the mask, get the vaccine. I genuinely fear career oppression and quiet snub if I choose not to get the vax. They're using guilt to pressure employees. They're totally on the CYA train. Also, this one, Vince, I've not worn a mask as a rule. The only exception, when I served at church. This person saying getting the vaccine doesn't cure fear that has been propagated this past year. Only God can cure fear. My family will not be vaccinated. We trust God and are diligent on keeping our bodies healthy. It's funny how the media or government push the idea of health. Taking zinc, C, D, understandable. This is where a lot of people are. Vince, I had mild COVID, tested positive. 2 weeks was better, tested negative. Now I have to wear a mask or show proof of vaccination. Forget that. That's just a sampling of some of the items here on the text line. And frankly, nothing really surprising here for this particular audience. Sally, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi. I was just wondering, there's a lot of discussion. Can you hear me okay?
I've got you.
Okay. About vaccinated population. But when we talk about herd immunity, we're talking about the equation is the vaccinated population plus the natural immunity population. So what about the people that are naturally immune to the virus, and what are their advantages?
You know, that's a very good question. I don't know about you, Sally, but I've not heard anyone officially tell us what is the longest period of time they've documented somebody with COVID having antibodies in their system.
Exactly.
That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, and if you do your own research, it's variable, of course. But I've read some journals from the Immunity Journal, and they say that it could be up to 2 years that you could be naturally immune. And I've also heard reports that natural immunity is longer and stronger than the population that has a vaccination, or receives a vaccination. So just curious, because I don't hear about the naturally naturally immune population on the news.
Well, as you know, there's nothing sensational about that, Sally, so why would we dare talk about that? What's wrong with you?
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you being on the air.
Hey, thank you very much, Sally. It's certainly good to hear from you. And I think a lot of people are raising these questions. And I mean, these seem like basic questions to me. I certainly had them back in the fall, especially. Was it late summer or fall when I had COVID, largely asymptomatic? And I was curious. In fact, I may still pursue another test to see if those antibodies are still there. Kind of curious. Let's go out to Dean. Good morning and welcome.
Yes, good morning. I really don't see the point in all of this conversation about masks, because it doesn't seem like anything's really changed. I mean, I'm listening to all the opinions, and I don't think I could talk you into changing your opinion no matter what. There's so many other things going on in the world.
Well, here's something I would want to ask here, because I think we're reaching a point, Dean, where there are going to have to be some important decisions made. You understand where I'm coming from, right? How are you going to deal with the vaxxers versus the anti-vaxxers? Are we going to see conflicts take place? Are we going to see issues with people in regard to their employment, in regard to travel? Are we going to see a type of discrimination or segregation of people based on whether they've been vaccinated or not? That's the period we're entering into right now.
If you go by the thing divide and conquer, I think the government's all for that. If you think of the reality of the whole thing, it's not. People that haven't been wearing the masks, there's no incentive for them to get the vaccine. All they got to do is not wear the mask and say, yep, I got the vaccine, so it's other than perhaps the one person on the news show that says she's excited about getting the vaccine now, I don't think there's much more than a small cluster.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I very much appreciate your call there, Dean. Let's quickly go out to Brian, touching on a very important issue. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Good to be with you this morning. I just wanted to point out that I worked in a large retail establishment up until January, and I was a manager. And this is a free market issue. I'm a libertarian, but this is a free market issue from the employee's standpoint. And that is, if we didn't require people to wear masks that came into that store, those employees weren't going to show up for work. They had the right to decide whether or not they were going to work there or not. And with the labor shortage like it is, we had to keep our employees coming into work. There was no other choice around it. That's really all I've got to say.
Hey, well, very much appreciate your perspective again, Brian. And this is one of the reasons why what you have is, in many cases, I think a lot of this is driven by PR. Businesses want to communicate that we're being as safe as possible. We're sanitizing this many times. We're wearing masks. All of this is designed to convince you it's safe to come into our establishment. And like you said, I mean, businesses certainly have a right to do that. And you have a right to make a choice as to whether you want to participate with those businesses. I want to tell you about a couple of news stories developing just this morning. Here's the first. You know, Liz Cheney was ousted as House Republican Conference Chair on Wednesday. because she continued to challenge Donald Trump's assertion the election was stolen. Elise Stefanik pitched herself as a unifying candidate who will focus on pushing the House Republican message and on attacking the Biden administration's policies while standing by former President Donald Trump's claims about the election. She is now the person who's been chosen by House Republicans as of this morning to replace Liz Cheney in that leadership position with the support of President Donald Trump. That's the first item to tell you about. The second piece of breaking news, House Democrats and Republicans have reached a deal on establishing a commission to investigate, guess what, January 6th, the attack on the Capitol. Let the games begin. Top members of the House Homeland Security Committee announced this deal today. There will be a 10-member commission to study the facts, the circumstances, and the influencing factors that provoked this mob to storm the Capitol. The full House will now vote on this legislation. So, as I said, let the games begin. Stay with us. Training the public mind to conformity, preparing all for wearing the 666 sign. Okay. Vince, why must a woman replace Liz Cheney? Isn't that sexist? I guess the best person to get would be a person of color, transgender, handicap. You know, does that cover all the boxes? I'm sure just in time for the second Trump reelection, that commission will release a giant turd for a finding and tell us it's sausage. Yeah, there's no telling what's going to be in this report. And no, the whole point behind this, let's be honest, it's not about getting to the root of what happened. This will be just another opportunity to keep this thing alive and beat this dead horse, especially during election season. So you can put people on the record, oh, these people supported the insurrection at the Capitol. That's what I'm going to do. And say all of you are white supremacists, every single last one of you. You know how this thing works. Let us go out to a call from Bob. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Vince. How are you?
Doing well, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Been a while since we've talked about vaccines, but I wanted to touch base on the immunity factor. A natural antibodies produced by the bodies. There's been two or three studies so far, Italy, Japan, and China, that the natural human immunizations, there's about a 40% degradation of antibodies after 4 months. That's the furthest testing. Now, the previous lady had stated 2 years. Stefan Bonsell of Moderna, CEO, said possibly 2 years, but he thinks maybe 6 months would be a better guess. They have not been able to measure either adenoviral vector vaccines, which is made from a dead form of the virus, or mRNA. They have not measured the decline of antibodies in the human body yet. But the big deal would be the variants. Now, there are a couple of really good companies that are having outstanding results that are coming out very, very soon on the variants from let's just say B117, but you have the Indian variant. Bharat is a company over there that's doing very good, but there's safety issues. Now, that's not an mRNA, but you have South Africa, UK, India. CureVac is coming out with a study very, very soon. They had an excellent result in transgenic mice and rats for the variants. So it's going to be an ongoing thing, and the Moderna CEO did say that he thought this would be a yearly thing. So that's telling me it's going to be more like the flu, that you're going to need a shot every year. And that's his opinion. You know, it's yet to see, but I was just going to add a few of those points.
Yeah, this isn't the first time we've heard that this could end up being an annual thing, not a one-time thing. We'll have to wait and see what else we find out, because a lot of these studies are ongoing, Bob. Very much appreciate your call. Let's go out to JP. Good morning. Welcome. Is JP there?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Vince. It's JP. Listen, I'm 68 years old, been very healthy all of my life, never had the flu, never had a flu shot. However, with COVID killing people, I bit the bullet, did the two-shot Pfizer, and had no problem from those shots. My question to the people that don't want to get vaccinated, if, say, for some reason polio came out again, would they not get vaccinated for that either? Or I'm just wondering.
Well, you've put that question out there. I'd be very curious to know where people stand on this. You're welcome to call in or text us and tell us how you would treat such a circumstance, whether you're anti-vax period or just anti-COVID-19 vax. That's a very important clarification. Let's go out to a final call here from Randy. You got about a minute, Randy.
Good morning, Vince. Vince, I don't believe in taking that vaccine. I never took the flu shot. I took shots because I was, as a child, you was obligated to take them. But, you know, Vince, have you had the, you've had the COVID this year, right?
Last year, I did.
And you took the shot already?
I did.
Well, I thought that once you partake of a particular disease like that, you're already naturally immune.
See, this is so what that's what we're curious about. We don't know how long that immunity lasts. That's the question, Randy.
Well, I just refuse to take that vaccine. I don't want to take it. I talked to a fellow coworker last night, had the mask on outside, and she's taking the vaccine, I'm sure. And she said, I'm wearing the mask because my granddaddy at my house. Well, now, they say you don't have to wear the mask outside, but she still don't trust them. So if she don't trust them wearing the mask and taking the vaccine, why should I trust them by taking the vaccine and people getting sick? I don't need the vaccine. I don't need the thing in me. I've had it before. They also diagnosed me before with the COVID.
Okay.
You hear me, Ben?
All right, Randy. Well, hey, I appreciate you sharing your perspective, and it seems to be a very common one. Speaking of COVID, Bill Maher. Real Time with Bill Maher. They've actually canceled this week's show. Here's an intriguing bit of information. HBO has scrapped this week's episode of Real Time with Bill Maher after the comedian tested positive for COVID-19. Here's the intriguing piece of information that you need to know. Bill Maher is vaccinated and asymptomatic. Tested positive during the premium cable network's weekly PCR testing ahead of the show. So I'm sure this is the kind of thing that's going to further raise questions. What is the deal here? Why is this guy getting COVID when he has been vaccinated? Remember, none of these vaccines are 100%. And that's something that I think we need to be reminded of. The vaccine is not a guarantee you're not going to get COVID. Now, as I understand it, it will reduce hospitalizations and deaths. Let's at least hope it accomplishes that. Hour number two, straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.